Good afternoon and welcome to the Dead 3 Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, George Evian. And as always, we really appreciate everybody that has supported the channel and everything that we're doing here with Dead 3 Coaching and Leadership Development. And if you have been listening for a while, we are on an 18 part series where we're talking about how to build an empowered team and what an empowered team is, how to develop it, the pillars of it. And we are now We have completed four of those pillars in eight sessions, eight podcasts, and eight releases. We have completed four of those pillars. And there are nine pillars in what I see or what we've researched on how to build an empowered team. We have talked about encouragement. We have talked about mindset. We have talked about purpose. And we just completed our series on ownership. And now we pivot to the W. In the word empowered, we are on to W. And W is winning. And it really is a mindset. And we could have, and I'm sure we talked about some of this in the M of mindset for building an empowered team. And it is W, and it is winning, and a winning mindset, and a winning effort, and a winning attitude, and winning goals, and winning outcomes, and a winning vision, and all that we're kind of doing. And I'm going to start by upfront. Again, if you've listened to this or listened to me and have followed our podcast for a while, it is very much a sport-themed and sport-centered discussion to a certain extent on how to build teams. I believe I'm great at building teams, and I don't apologize for that. And listen to the last episode about why I think that way and why I am comfortable saying that. Building an empowered team and building a championship mindset and championship habits and behaviors and routines and visions on what you want to do. I love doing that stuff. I love taking teams from where they start and building them to be the best that they could possibly be and changing kind of that narrative. Because of that, and because of my study of really athletic coaches and the people that I've been around, I coached small college basketball for 13 or 14 years, many years ago, probably now 15 or 16 years ago. That's what I did. Now I work in the professional world in the software industry where we are building empowered teams and championship caliber teams in the software world. But in my coaching days, I'm still a coach, but in my athletic coaching days and my study of athletic coaches, some coaches never talk about winning. They talk about process to get to winning. I was always the coach that talked about winning. There are coaches on both sides. John Wooden, legendary coach at UCLA, 10, 11 national championships, never talked about winning. Never. There are other coaches that talk about winning every day. I talk about winning in terms of you're not going to win every game if you're an athletic coach. You're not going to win. The national championship last year in college basketball was the University of Connecticut. They didn't win every game. I believe the last team, I could be wrong on this, feel free to reach out to me and comment if I don't get this right. I believe the last team to win a national championship with an undefeated record, I don't know if Florida did that. I'm thinking Florida won back-to-back national championships, but I believe they lost. The last team to go undefeated, I can't even think of who that would be. I know back in the early 90s, UNLV was undefeated, but ended up losing to Duke in this Final Four. So it may have been a UCLA team to go undefeated. So everybody loses is the point. But what we focus on with our teams that we coach with is to create the mindsets, habits, routines, and rituals that winning would take you, that winning teams have. I know we're not going to win all the time. We prepare to win all the time. We talk about what winning looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like. We talk about winning habits, winning the day. We talk about actually winning even when you lose. Hey, we just lost to a team that's better than us in terms of just speaking about athletics, but we won in many ways. We just lost, but we won in many ways. Even when they lose, they win. That's a phrase from Coach Meyer, who's a Hall of Fame basketball coach that was a mentor of mine. He would say, man, even when they lose, they win. But now let's talk about winning in the empowered, or I'm sorry, winning, how winning, a winning mindset in building an empowered team, what that might look like, and kind of the pillars. There's five pillars to every single one of these big pillars, right? The big pillars are the nine pillars of that we've talked about encouragement and ownership and mindset and purpose. And there's things to come at that talk about empathy and results and decision-making. But when it comes to this pillar, there's five subheadings, five subcategories. We will get through two of those today. But winning in an empowered team just does not refer to competitive victories, but also in achieving goals and exceeding the expectations that are out there. Even when they lose, they win. It just doesn't refer to competitive victories, but also achieving goals and exceeding expectation. And the thing that I have here in my notes that I continue to circle back to is a winning mindset, a winning mindset. We expect, because of our preparation, because of our vision, because of our habits, because of our process, we expect to win every single time. There is a feel, and you've seen it, the teams that are really good, speaking athletically here, you've all seen it if you follow athletics. The team that you just know, they've got a feel, an energy, a vibe, a presence to them that when they take the field or the court, that they know they're going to win. There's a confidence to them. There is this. I remember watching Duke University come out, and I'm a big Duke fan, and I watched them play in 1989. I can still remember. It was at the University of Washington, and I watched them play for the first time, and I became a fan and followed them all these years later. And then I saw them play again. I believe they played Indiana at Rupp Arena in the NCAA tournament. And I remember when they walked out as a team, and it had been the first time I really watched them after I became a huge fan of theirs. And there was just something about them. They had this presence to them that you knew they were going to win. In this case, they actually lost to Indiana in that game. But there's just a presence to them. And it was the winning mindset. They knew that they were going to win every single game they came out and played. They didn't. But you knew they had that presence and that mindset. And do you have that with your teams? Now we're not talking athletically. We are talking professionally. Software teams, sales teams, marketing teams, whatever industry you're in. Do you know you're going to win the day, you're going to win the quarter, you're going to win the week, you're going to win the year, you're going to win the client because of your confidence, your preparation, your mindset, your habits, the routines, the process that you have in place? Winning teams, empowered teams, have that presence and have that as a pillar. A winning mindset emphasizes setting ambitious goals, celebrating successes, and learning from failures. And we've talked about growth and development and making sure that we learn from our failures, roadblocks, and setbacks. It drives teams, empowered teams, to push the boundaries and achieve things that they're maybe not, achieve the things they are capable of, but most people are reluctant to work towards, if that makes sense. We are all capable of greatness, but many people don't reach that capability because they don't have a winning mindset and they're not on an empowered team that pushes beyond what they, beyond the goals that they've set out, or they set ambitious goals to reach beyond that. So keep this in mind. It drives teams, this winning mindset, this winning pillar, this empowered team will drive teams to push beyond the boundaries that they've laid out, that have been laid out for them, and pushes them beyond where they currently are to achieve outstanding results. And the first pillar that we need to talk about in doing that is exactly that, setting ambitious, far-reaching goals. Now, you can't sit there and also set goals that are unrealistic. You want to be able to say, you know, we could go through the whole thing of SMART goals, right? Look that up, of what a SMART goal is. You don't want to, this is from Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. You do not want to be delusional when you're putting this together. I'm being asked to put together a team essentially now in the, with where I work and what I do. There's going to be four or five of us, and we're going to put together a team and all this. And I'm telling you, my immediate mindset shifts to what's the best look like and work our way there. Like, we are going to build this because they're not right now, and it's okay, but they are not right now regarded as the best group, best team, best trainer, whatever in the company. And I don't know if anybody is, right? But my mindset immediately shifts to, we've got to come up with the pillars of building an empowered team, building an empowered organization, an empowered release, and making empowered people, I mean. But we also need to make sure that this is organized in such a way that we become the best, the industry standard, the company model for what an empowered, highly efficient and functioning and elite team looks like. What's the best look like? So we come back to setting ambitious goals and developing a winning mindset, an empowered team that has a winning mindset. The first pillar is setting ambitious goals, and setting ambitious goals that will challenge the team to go beyond their comfort zones. A focus on winning and a winning mindset encourages the pursuit of excellence and continuous improvement. If we know that, and listen, the values that we have set out in other groups that I have worked with, we have one team that we work with where we've got eight values, eight pillars to the foundation of what that program organization is built on. One of them is a W. And in the W, it's work and winning. And we talk about having that winning mindset. One, the W for work is, hey, we're going to have a work ethic that's uncompromising, that is just at the highest level in everything that we do, definitely everything we do when we're on the court. The other one is, hey, we're going to have a winning mindset. We expect to compete. We expect to win. We expect to have a winning effort, winning attitude, winning body language, that of a champion. It's not athletically related. It's how we build empowered teams. We build empowered teams with a focus on those things of winning. And we set ambitious goals. Be the best team in the company. Be the model for the company. Be the most empowered team in the company. Building a championship and state-winning championship team athletically. Setting ambitious goals that challenge the team to go beyond their comfort zones. There's the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, who is now the head coach, I believe, of the Detroit Pistons, Monty Williams. Talks about, man, everything you want is on the other side of hard. Everything you hope to accomplish, everything, every goal that you have set out for yourself to get out of your comfort zone is on the other side of hard. And what's on the other side of hard? It's your comfort zone. We're comfortable here. Easy, comfortable, perfect. On the other side of that, outside of our comfort zone, in order to do that is hard. Everything that you hope to accomplish, everything you dream about, every goal that you have that is far-reaching is on the other side of hard. A focus on winning encourages the pursuit of excellence and continuous improvement. Now, if you also have that mindset, that feedback is easier to receive. And we talk about well-received feedback and how to give that so it is well received, so it leads you to continuous improvement. The things to discuss under setting ambitious goals: stretching your boundaries, driving innovation and motivation and focus. Ambitious goal setting will encourage the team members to set targets that go beyond their comfort zone, what they're comfortable with, and pushes them to excel. Are you the type of leader? But like, you could say this, demanding or demeaning, right? In terms of leading your team. If you're pushing people outside your comfort zone, you're also acknowledging the successes they have and what they're doing and where they're at and painting reality. Acknowledge and recognize and celebrate and understand their current state. But also understand, man, you're actually capable of more and better. I know it. I've seen it. I see it in you. That's coaching. Coaching is, hey, I see more in you than you see in yourself. And you've got to be able to get them to that point. So like, hey, that's a good goal. I also believe, let's stretch this a little bit. We've all do our yearly objectives. And I just kind of reviewed mine recently. Hey, here's 100%. Here's 150%. And maybe it even says right next to them, stretch objectives, stretch boundaries, stretch goals. You can do this, but we know you're also capable of better. So let's encourage that, the pursuit of excellence and making sure that we're always thinking about how we can get better. An empowered team has a winning mindset. They have ambitious goals. They stretch those goals. And by stretching the goals, by having ambitious goals, and by having a winning mindset, it also drives innovation. It fosters this mindset of how can we get better? Let's try this. Let's try this. We're better at this. We're not great at this. Identifying weaknesses, enhancing our strengths. But stimulate the thinking and innovation that your team has. As team members will strive, will push to find new ways to try to reach those stretch boundaries, those stretch objectives. Your mind will go there. If you know you're capable of it, if you are coached that you can do it, if you, like I was listening to something, I was listening to Tom Brady give an interview. It was an hour and 45 minute interview about why he is so great and the characteristics, habits, routines that he had and the challenges that he had to overcome. But at the end of the day, he kept coming back to belief, that he believed he could do it. And he had people around him that believed he can do it. He had to get outside his comfort zone. He had to go be with coaches that would push him to be great, that knew that he was capable of more and better. But at the end of the day, he just came back to, I just believed I could do it. And so you have to have this belief that, hey, these stretch goals, these stretch boundaries that I can achieve, I believe I can do it. And that will drive innovation. It'll pause and cause you to consider, what else can we do to be great? And the last thing that this ambitious goal setting does for you in creating and having this winning mindset is ambitious goals. It provides the team with a sense of purpose and motivation, and it drives them to stay focused on that compelling vision. And they are committed to the success to reach those objectives, that vision, and those goals. So the motivation and focus. If I know that this week we're playing this team, and everything we do is driven around that, and our ambitious goals are my focus, my motivation, my clarity, my purpose towards that vision, we use the phrase locked in. I'm just more locked in on what we're trying to achieve. So setting ambitious goals to drive the winning mindset. How do you create a winning mindset? Will emphasize setting ambitious goals, celebrating success, and learning from failures. Three main pillars there, although we're going to be going through five things that really contribute to that winning pillar. And having that winning mindset. Duke University, when they walk out and they just know they're going to win, you know they got ambitious goals. You know they got a competitive mindset. You know they're resilient when things get bad, the things that we're going to talk about in the next episode or two. You know it. They've got that. They are an empowered team that has a swag to them, a confidence to them. We're going to win. Because we've done the things that are necessary for us to win, for us to be champions, for us to be elite. We do those things. In the professional world, I'm so aware and process and observe the teams that don't have that mindset, that don't have those ambitious goals. And they just sit there and they just kind of continue to spin their wheels. An empowered team encourages, has a mind, has certain mindsets, competitive growth, development mindsets, have a purpose and a vision and a direction in which they're going and working towards. They have absolute and complete ownership of every task, project, and initiative that is going on their way. And they all know they are going to win. And they do that by setting ambitious goals. I'm going to go back to this, and we talked about this in session, in pillar two, but it, and I told you when we started this session and these lessons that we would hit on a couple of these again, and a couple of these pillars of mindset would show up in other pillars. But that mindset comes back now. And it comes back to a competitive mindset. And it was the first thing we talked about when talking about mindset. And I want to hit on it again here. If you're in the professional world and you're writing software or selling shoes or, you know, whatever it might be, selling cars, restaurants that we've talked about, those people that are in a restaurant, and the example of Noma comes back to me. If you've listened to our podcast, if you've gone through any of our podcasts, at some point we've talked about the restaurant Noma, N-O-M-A, where they were awarded the best restaurant in the world. It's a video that I typically show every time I do any public speaking. And I'm telling you, like, competitive mindset is not just for athletes. It's for everybody that is on an empowered team or gives a damn about their career. I want to be the best. And I paused there for a second because it had me thinking back to the Tom Brady experience. Tom Brady's given this great talk to all these executives, 3,000 executives at some conference. And it's a back and forth. He's being interviewed. And it continues to come back to, I just wanted to be my best and I wanted to be available to my teammates. I wanted to give my best to my teammates. I wanted to compete. And that's what drove him to be the best ever. Not just a quarterback and all that, but the best ever to play that game. I wanted to be the best I could be. I wanted to compete and I wanted to be available to my teammates. A competitive mindset that values pushing boundaries and striving for the best possible outcomes / results. The values, a competitive mindset. It doesn't matter if you're Noma and you're a restaurant and you've never played competitive sports before. It is, I bust tables, meaning, hey, when they're done eating, I come with a bucket and I clean the tables off. I'm competing to be the best because I want to be the best I can be. I want to enhance my role and responsibilities. I want to be valued as part of the team. I want to contribute to what the team's going on. I want to be available to my teammates, but I bust tables right now. But I'm going to compete. Want to build an empowered team? We've gone through an encouragement, mindset, ownership, purpose, winning, competitive mindset. A competitive spirit drives team members to reach new heights, to be the best that they can be, and to exceed the expectations because we're setting ambitious goals that put us on another level that nobody else has. And because of the support and the coaching and the belief, we always achieve our ambitious goals. We're always at 150%. We always exceed expectations. And under competitive mindset, you have to have these things. Continuous improvement. Hey, I've got to compete, which means, hey, my good enough right now isn't good enough tomorrow. That I've got to figure out how to be great tomorrow. I've got to, like Tom Brady, sorry, but I watched it early this morning, but it was like, hey, I'm good today. And I was disciplined today. Discipline, doing what you should be doing, when you should be doing it, how you should be doing it that way all of the time. That's discipline. I was disciplined today. Can I be disciplined tomorrow? Can I be disciplined next week? Can I do it one day? Can I do it 2 days? Can I do it 7 days? Can I do it for the whole month? Can I do it for a whole sprint, software world? Can I do it for an entire quarter? Can we be disciplined? And if we're disciplined in those things, competitive mindset, can we continue to get better? Today ain't going to work tomorrow. I've got to be disciplined to do it again tomorrow, but I've got to figure out ways to get better. Strive for better performance, better results, better outcomes every single day. Winning mindset. I've got to be able to rise to challenges with a competitive mindset. Tom Brady continued to talk about, man, when I got to Michigan, I was seventh on the list of quarterbacks. Seventh. Battle, 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 compete, 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 rise to challenge, rise to challenge, rise to challenge. Now he's the starting quarterback 4 years later, didn't quit, continuous improvement, competitive mindset, ambitious goals, winning attitude, winning mindset. Now I'm with the New England Patriots and I'm the fourth quarterback and the team only typically keeps two and I'm fourth. Later that year, rise to challenges, wins a Super Bowl his rookie year as the number one quarterback after some injuries and after sticking it out. Rising to challenges, it motivates team members to face challenges head on and surpass those lofty expectations, those ambitious goals that we set. Man, you've got to get people to compete. That when things don't go well, there's roadblocks, setbacks, challenges, that they compete and they win. And maybe I'm just talking to myself. That's got to be me. I've got to be better there. And then you've got to be benchmarking excellence, the competitive mindset. We always figure out what the best is. Some of the teams I work with, we talk about who the best are. That works here, won't work there. We say fool's gold, and people make fun of me about that. Like, that's fool's gold. That works here. That works being okay. That works being good. But if we're going to have a competitive mindset, that ain't working with the elite. And you've got to say that in the professional world. That works here. It doesn't work where we're going. It doesn't work against our best. It works against Radio Shack. It doesn't work against Apple. We're not competing against the okay. We're not competing against the okay. We are competing against the best to become the best ever. Like, that's just how I would roll. We're taking over this team, and my immediate thought is, how do we get to be the best? How do we create a winning mindset? Encourage, mindset, ownership, purpose and vision, results and outcomes, and a winning mindset, a winning attitude, a confidence that we are the best. But you've got to benchmark yourself against the highest standard and not make excuses for why you can't get there, but figure it out. All you got to do is win today, and then you got to start stacking days, stacking weeks. Be disciplined. Understand the process. Understand your outcomes, your goals, your process, your systems, your communication, your language, your goals, your boundaries, innovation, like all these things we're talking about. How can we make those A+, and how can we become the best that we possibly can? So this is the first part of winning. Want to know how to build an empowered team? Want to know what an empowered team looks like? So far, we're on pillar 5. And I know this much. An empowered team has to be built on encouragement, mindset, a mindset of competitiveness, a mindset of growth, a mindset of development. It's got to be built on purpose and vision, a compelling vision. It's got to be built on ownership. And it also has to be built on a winning mindset. Again, back to mindset, but winning, just winning in general, winning mindset, winning body language, winning communication, winning collaboration, winning goal setting, and a competitive mindset. We talked about ambitious goals and a competitive mindset in the next session, in the thing that we will talk about in the next podcast. We release these once a week. So next week, when you get to this one, if you're listening to them on a weekly basis, we're going to talk about more about winning, resilience, celebration, team culture, what that looks like. You know, when that team walks out of the tunnel to the game, you already know they're going to win. And you know they're empowered. And you know that they've got those traits, those characteristics, those habits, and those goals to be the best ever. So I listen, if you've listened to this, continue to support the channel and the podcast. We do have something on our website called Beyond the Podcast. You can go sign up for it. It's $10 a month. And we go beyond just the audio of the podcast. If you're listening to this on Spotify or my website, our website, but you can go beyond the podcast. You can get notes. You can get blogs. You can get a book. There's like so much. We're putting together workbooks on every single podcast. You can get a workbook with questions and action items and notes that you can take down on the question. We're going beyond just a traditional podcast. We're trying to give you more, trying to build a community, trying to give better content, deeper content to allow you to build an empowered team. And we hope this has been valuable to you. We hope that it contributes to you building an empowered team. Please reach out to us on any of the platforms. And we'd love to have a connection and a conversation with you. Thank you. Have a great rest of your week.